I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 102 plays more music while you work and listen on radio.com. It is the Jen and Tim Show, the morning show that continues to cover Cleveland. And we're honored to have Dr. Amy Edwards, who is the infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, join the show.
So I know in Ohio we're well over 7,000 cases of coronavirus, but what about recoveries? How are we keeping track of that?
One of the things that we do during outbreaks is try to follow our cases to understand when they're resolving, because, you know, the big question is when to open the economy. And part of that is to understand how many cases that we have, because that number tells you how much contact tracing you're going to have to do. Like right now, there's way too many cases to do contact tracing. There's just not enough public health employees. So you have to get that number of cases down to a level that it can be handled, and then that, you know, with aggressive testing and contact tracing, you can actually start to open things back up.
Mm-hmm. So last week there was a revelation with plasma treatment. Tell us more about that.
So convalescent serum, which is actually what we call it, is the serum of the blood of a person who has recovered from a disease. It's not specific to coronavirus. We use convalescent serum during the Ebola outbreak, but it can be a powerful tool in fighting a very severe disease.
We've seen the FDA approve a lot of those rapid coronavirus tests, or now the saliva tests. How soon is it going to be before we see those in action?
A while, because as far as I'm aware, the science behind it is not solid yet. The question that has not been answered for this virus yet is, certainly we know that it's a respiratory virus, and so it's in our secretions, but is it consistently in our secretions all the time, i.e. can you just spit in a test tube any day of the week and isolate the virus? Well, this is a baby virus. We've only known about it for, 4 or 5 months? So it's impossible to answer that question. So the accuracy of the test is something that still needs to be determined.
So, Dr. Amy Edwards, we're all looking towards May 1st. Do you think we'll start seeing some things opening up at the end of the month?
I think it is possible that we could start opening things on May 1st, just based on how things are going in Ohio. We really are seeing, again, not so much a flattening of the curve, but like a squashing of our curve. Another couple of weeks, and I really think we could be there, as long as people really double down and stay away from each other. I mean, if we double down and really get this done in the next 2 weeks, I could see some things opening very cautiously in early to mid-May. I think it is possible.
Dr. Edwards, were you surprised at how well Ohio was able to flatten the curve?
No, not at all. We only had 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Ohio when Governor DeWine first started putting restrictions out there. And when I saw that, how aggressively and quickly he was moving, I knew that our curve was going to plummet. So I know that Ohioans have paid a steep price for it, but, I mean, they've saved thousands and thousands of lives. I don't even doubt that at all.